I'm Jody Carlton, and I am an expert in neurodiversity, specifically neurodiverse relationships. I've been working with partners and couples for so many years now, and I hope you've been enjoying my podcast. But between seasons, I'm going to be giving you these neurodiversity nuggets. That's what I've decided to call them. And it's just some little bonus episodes. I don't have a guest joining me, but sometimes these are clips from videos that are out on my YouTube channel. So if you like YouTube, go over and check that out. Just search my name, Jody Carlton, or you can benefit from listening to these little nuggets here on the podcast. This was a compilation of two other videos from my archives from several years ago about lying and autism, particularly in the context of a relationship. So check it out.
Folks, we'll tell little white lies just to get out of the confrontation. Typically what's going on there is that you have an antagonistic relationship. And so what I recommend for couples in that situation is you kind of have to back up in your relationship and look at how you're communicating and look at what happens when there is conflict. What happens when your partner actually doesn't tell a lie and it results in conflict? Because let's say he's, instead of telling that little white lie, he tells the truth. Is the result going to be some kind of conflict where you're frustrated and angry with him? Is there a parental dynamic there? And if so, then we have to back up and fix that parental dynamic and get you guys on the same team. Because that lying to compensate, that's what children do. They lie to get out of trouble. My boyfriend, AS, lied to me for an entire week about canceling a surgery. He kept answering my questions about the surgery, and we had plans for drop-off pickup. He literally told me he had canceled it as I had my shoes and purse on. I know he did it to avoid conflict and because he didn't know what to say. I got to put on my old lady glasses. I know this type of lie isn't exclusive to people with AS, but an often cited benefit of a partner with AS is that they don't lie. What are your thoughts? Okay. Basically, the lying that you're talking about, Ashley, this is the getting out of conflict lying that typically happens with folks on the spectrum. And it's very different than the manipulative lying. So the manipulative lying is what most people with autism don't do. The manipulative strategic lying in order to control people, to manipulate and strategize in relationships. That's the type of lying that's not usually something you see from someone who has autism. But that little white lie to avoid the conflict is something more that you will see, especially when that parental dynamic is there.